All right, Ed Holland talking about wine. The recorder is running.
Hello, everybody. My name's Ed Holland. I think everybody knows me or should know me or has heard of me before. I'm going to be talking about wine. First question I have for everybody is, how many people here have used wine before? One person, two people. Two people have used wine.
Or something equivalent to it?
No, wine itself. Okay, so if of the two of you who've used wine, have you, are either of you heavy users of wine?
I have some medications that I use.
So I might be able to recommend a 12-step program for you. And Lee, on the other hand, is just a social consumer of wine. So
I
promise that's the last joke for the last double entendre for the day.
No, you can keep on joking. Just keep on the door slow.
Right. I had a question about open office. How do I get it to... Oh, okay, open existing presentation. Yeah, why didn't I think of this? This is the one I want to open. Okay. Oh, no. I don't quite understand what's going on. This is the one I want to open. So I don't want to say create.
This button right here. Next.
But this is next. Oh, okay.
Well, if you've got the file, and you can find the file in your file manager. Okay, that'll do it.
All right. So my presentation is not going to be as fancy as Scott's was last week. It doesn't have much in the way of transition effects or pretty pictures or themes or music or any of that stuff. But it does have one thing Scott's doesn't have. It's extremely short.
How many slides?
Four. anything to reduce the distance between me and that first picture of Amber Bach at Nick and Elena's. All right. Okay, wine is not an emulator. You might have heard that already. That's kind of the acronym for what wine, the letters wine stands for. So it's one of those recursive acronyms. Like GNU. GNU's not Unix. There are several other ones out there. I can't remember off the top of my head. If wine is not an emulator, what the hell is it? Does anybody know what wine is? What? No, I've used up three of them. I only have one more left.
Thank you all for coming.
I told you this wasn't going to be a long presentation. Yeah, wine is a compatibility layer. Basically, there's probably a whole bunch of different ways that you guys know of to run Windows under Linux, right? You probably know or have heard of VMware. There's a project called Xen. There's another project called KVM. There's another project called VirtualBox. Now, those are all virtualization projects. They basically emulate an OS, or they actually sit between the bare hardware and the kernel of each operating system, and they sort of allow multiple operating systems, like a guest operating system or several guest operating systems, can run under one host operating system. So that's a virtualization layer. I'm not going to talk about that. Another way of doing it is an emulation layer. An emulation layer is, there's a couple of them that I know of. One is called QEMU, and another one is called BOCS86, BOCHS86. And what that does is that actually emulates the x86 instruction set and the BIOS and like the hardware in software, completely in software. So, consequently, it'll be very damn slow, and so you probably want a pretty fast processor and stuff like that. Now, wine, on the other hand, is something completely different from either of those two types of ways of running legs. Wine, what it does is it provides a library which emulates the API of Windows. So Windows is really, what Windows is a kernel and then a whole bunch of DLLs. That are system core DLLs and other kind of DLLs. And all of those DLLs provide all the basic primitives to draw stuff on the screen or to talk to the hard drive or to talk to the network or to get input from the mouse or input from the keyboard. So all the device level stuff. All of that stuff goes through a very standard API that Windows provides. And people who write applications, such as Microsoft or anybody else, Photoshop or Adobe Photoshop or iTunes or something like that, they all write their code and compile it against those DLLs and that API. So what Wine is it provides that same API that all of those programs are compiled against, but translates the primitive instructions of that API into equivalent commands for Linux or equivalent commands for the Unix kernel. I don't actually think it runs on Unix, but it does definitely, it is basically compatible with Linux. Although I don't know why you couldn't port Wine to some other operating system. And there probably are ports of it to FreeBSD and stuff like that, although I've never
actually
specifically
heard of it.
What?
I was on the site today and it does not work with
BSD. Oh, it does not work with BSD? Okay.
There is a
project,
a product that I believe is derived from it called Crossover. It was on S10.
That's a commercial.
Right.
I'm sorry, I missed that part. What doesn't work with BSD? Why? There's a
part
of BSD. A port of Wine.
It must be the crossover site.
The crossover has, I'm going to get to that in a minute, but crossover does have two ports. One is for OS X, OS X, and the other one is for Linux. And the reason why the OS X one works is because now you can run that on x86, you know, Intel x86 processors, right? So crossover Mac is really, when you're running a program under Wine, you're literally executing the instructions on that processor. So it's literally running the program. It's just that every time a Windows application goes out to make a call to the OS or some other DLL, it gets intercepted by Wine, and then Wine translates the parameters and then returns back the same stuff. So it kind of fakes it out. It makes Windows apps think they're running under Windows, but they're not.
Would you call it a translator rather than an emulator?
Yeah. You could almost call it a translator. I tend to think of it more as a bridge.
It's a shim.
A what?
A shim.
A shell?
Shim. Yeah.
Shim.
S-H-I-M.
Okay. That's a good term for it.
Why do you refrain from calling it an emulator?
Because it doesn't emulate.
It just translates the system calls.
Right.
Like you can say you are, I don't mean simulator, but the emulator, those are actually emulators.
Yeah, they build a whole virtual machine inside a workspace, and then you run the programs in that workspace. Where Wine runs the program natively on Linux, by translating the API system calls for the Windows environment to the equivalent exponent.
Right. Okay. There's a whole bunch of resources and stuff like that. I'm going to get into those in more detail. But I wanted to start with this one because if you need to find out how to do it, like if you forgot everything else I told you about Wine and you want to run a Windows app on your Linux box, at least remember this one. This is the Wine HQ. This is the homepage for the Wine project. Now, Wine has spawned a whole bunch of other projects, both commercial and open source. And actually, I think the commercial ones are pseudo open source, but they charge money. But this is the root project, the main project. This is where you go if you want to get help and or contribute or do whatever, right? This is your starting point. So I did want to point this out. It's just winehq.org. If you type wine plus Linux in Google, it's the first hit. So pretty easy to get to from there.
Fourth slide.
We can pretend I'm Paul Harvey here. Now, there's another project that you may be interested in. Remember I mentioned that several other things have spawned off of Wine. And this may seem like I'm jumping around a lot, but I think this is really important to get to first. I mean, in terms of importance, this is like one of the things to do. There's a project called IEs for Linux. Has anybody heard of that before? IEs for Linux. Basically, what IEs for Linux is a bunch of ports of let me rephrase that. IES for Linux, the number 4, I should say. And I forgot to bring that page up. But anyway, the point that I wanted to make about that, right, is that this allows you to run Internet Explorer, and you can install everything from 5 to 7.0, although the 7.0 one's really buggy, so I wouldn't recommend that. That's kind of in beta. But the 6.0 one works pretty well. So if you've got a web page that doesn't work with Firefox and you've only got Linux, I highly recommend you go to this page to see. And then when you go there, it says, oh, you should upgrade to Internet Explorer 7. Don't do that. Well, at least not under Linux. And we can see on, we got a little Google page, and it's the first day of spring, and we're all nice and happy. So, but if you have to go to any page that has this, and with IEs for Linux, you can install Flash, I think QuickTime, but I'm not sure if that comes in the package or not. Flash definitely does.
You can pull it up on Google.
What's that? Oh, yeah. IE. Yeah, we'll go right there.
I have found it to be somewhat useful. It's kind of like
it's IE.
There are a few of the websites that last run time customers.
Yep. So this is the main page for it. It has a graphical installer. It allows you with radio buttons to choose which of the IEs that you want to run. I highly recommend after you install this and you have at least IE6 running that you do the following thing. And you're going to like say, Ed, you're nut for doing this. But what's the website for Firefox? Get Firefox?
Yeah.
GetFirefox.com. So as soon as you do that, I highly recommend you go within IE and go to GetFirefox.com, and after it loads here, and install Firefox. Firefox for Windows. Yes. And you know, and this is probably going to take forever to load, so we won't worry about that. But you'll notice here that I already have it installed.
Now is he running under Wine?
Yes. This is Firefox for Windows running under Wine.
So IEs for Linux uses Wine.
Yes, and I was going to point that out too. IEs for Linux uses a technique called Wine containers. I really thought they should have named that like Wine boxes or something like that. It would have been more double entendres. But
will this let you install WordPerfect then?
I don't know yet. I don't know, but I'm going to get to that in a minute. I don't know specific Windows applications that it will do, but we are going to actually install one or two Windows applications you know, time permitting, and I'll show you how this works. But anyway, the point that I wanted to make about this is that if you're in IE, for some odd reason, IE's for Linux, and you go to a web page that says, sorry, this page only supports Windows. And believe me, there's a lot of those pages where they actually check the agent string, the user agent string, for which browser it is and which operating system it is. And if it is, you'll get a little pop-up message that goes, sorry, we can't help you out here because our program or our website is only for Windows or Macintosh users. And so if that's the case...
Well, usually not Macintosh
users. Okay, but there are some that are either Windows... They literally will say...
Windows only. They'll say for Windows.
They don't care, okay.
Nobody says for Macintosh.
No. I've seen a couple that said for Windows or...
I mean, if it's
basically,
for Macintosh,
the ones that I'm referring to, the reason I got this installed was I wanted to install... Okay, so ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and what the hell is the other one, CW?
We don't see those because they say Macintosh is a good
right. Option. They have started moving away from Flash video players, which works just fine under Linux. And so their content for their shows, right, are now these special viewers, right, and they only run under Windows or Macintosh. And they'll say, oh, we're thinking about Linux, or we've decided not to do Linux and stuff like that. So
have you tried changing the browser, the user agent string?
I don't know how to do that in IE.
Oh, in Firefox.
No, in Firefox. Have Firefox say that it's Explorer running under Windows.
Right. But I was just about to say that if you install Firefox under Wine running under Linux, it reports itself as Firefox running under Windows by default, whereas IE reports itself as IE running under Linux. So, I'm sorry, did I say Firefox under Windows and IE under Linux? So you won't get that problem.
IE under Wine says it's running under Linux?
Yes.
That sounds like Explorer. That sounds like something Explorer would be expected to do. Yeah.
Right, and I suspect that that's fixable by a registry hack. Now, Wine uses its, they've created their own registry file, okay? But I don't know, you know, so it's possible, right, let me rephrase that. They have their own registry file, and IE's for Linux has tweaked that registry file to make certain things work for each of the different versions of Windows. Or of IE, and it's possible that the registry or that the user's agent string is stored in the registry, and they went ahead and made it say IE running under Linux rather than. So theoretically, if you could find that registry string, you could probably hack it to make it work the way you should want it to work. But I found it was just easier to install Firefox for Windows, and it works just great. And also, I'm a web developer, and so that's the reason why I did that. There's a whole lot of websites that stuff that we're doing that have to run under IE, and a lot of our users are using IE. So this is just a sort of a back end or back door mechanism for me to make sure. And actually, Firefox under Windows too sometimes behaves differently. So we've got Firefox and IE, so we can go check our websites that we've developed. Okay. And just to finish up, IE's for Linux, each of the ones that were in here, each of these are links to a complete Wine configuration subdirectory. So it's like the complete Wine, you know, environment for each one of these versions. So there's a 5.0, 5.5, and a 6.0 for each one of those. And each one of those are what we call a Wine container. So it's just now there's one other Wine container that you may be interested in downloading and running, and that is a project called Picasa. Has anybody ever heard of that?
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is Google's photo indexing and Photoshop, photo gallery
is
type
like
of thing.
Maybe?
What?
Like iPhoto?
Yeah. It's like iPhoto, yes, but it's Google's version of that. And they ported their thing to run under Wine. And now if you go to Google's homepage, you can literally run, you can download Picasa. And when you do download it, you're getting that Wine container. It's like a complete thing. You don't have to install Wine to run it. It downloads, just like with IEs for Linux. You don't have to have Wine installed to run IEs for Linux. All right, moving on, unless anybody has any more questions about that.
You lost your answer.
Did I?
You unplugged it there. Something, did you call?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
What?
He reset the router.
Phil reset the router.
Oh.
There's a yellow light on the router again.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Bill, is that the yellow light? Why did you set the router?
No. I wonder if we got a different IP address. Ed, you want to check your IP?
Okay.
We can talk about that. It's just, I think going from the router out to the library is what we need to.
I got 139 this time.
Oh,
wait a minute. How come I got
the wrong?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I wonder if I switched access points.
Oh, you know what? My thing is running up here. So it's attempting to join Linux, but it's not getting to Linux. Are you doing something?
No, it's the router's just not going out. You can ping the router, but you just can't, you know, try to ping out.
Okay, I got a connection now. Which, did you have
new, you've got a connection? I have yet to get a connection.
I mean, I have a connection to the router. What's your IP?
I haven't got a connection to the router yet.
Oh.
I don't know if I can
try
that. No, he's going to
kick it again.
Oh, we up? Oh, that
no, that's
you.
Me.
Okay. Yep. I'm still not in there. What's this? Oh, one person is connected. I think you're connected. but we dropped you. Let me switch back to the other one.
Okay, I got 104.
Now you're back on?
Well, I'm on, but you can't get on?
Yeah.
Oh, so we can try library if you want to.
Yeah, well, no, let me just switch back. It says it's still trying to connect to Linux, but it's not connecting to the other one. Whenever this occurs to me, I almost always have to reboot.
So you want to try SLCL?
But I'm not getting there either. It's not allowing me to go there. But let me try back.
I guess I'm
no, he's right online. Now. I think it's just my problem.
No, I got my.
You're not online either?
No, I got a connection to the router.
Oh, to the router.
Can you get out to the internet?
No.
You can't get out past that?
I'm going to unplug it for a while.
Want to use a cellular motor?
Well, you still got a bunch of web pages, don't you?
I have a cellular.
Well, I've got them. I've got them fairly well.
Well, that's not going to help. You need a local network connection.
Well, what he can do an ad hoc wireless, and all of us can connect to someone.
Well,
the problem is for him to change, for him to change nodes, he's got to reboot.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, must be one.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually have to reboot or just sort of log out. Let me try that. Logging out and logging back in again, because that'll restart the X server. Yeah, I don't really need the web browser for the rest of this, but we do need to be connected to the router. So let me see if that comes up.
We're getting out from
attempting to connect to Linux.
I'm connected to it.
You're connected to it?
Yeah, I got a connection to the router.
I'm hooked up to the other stuff.
For some reason, it's not connecting to Linux now.
I got 103 to stop.
Is it?
The library is still connected to the internet.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm hooked up to the internet through the Linux box.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, the Linksys routers have a known problem once you get over four clients. I can't count the number of times I've seen them just refuse to pass traffic.
Does anybody have a crossover cable or a hub?
Damn, why didn't we do that?
We could just plug in, because I really don't need the internet for the... Well, I kind of do, but I'm rebooting anyway to see if that fixes it.
Crossover I can do.
You got a crossover? Okay.
Well,
because we can just...
Can everybody other than Ed and Lee just get off?
There you go. That's probably the best option there. There's a number of users.
I can get off.
When we talk another half hour?
Yeah.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Well, I think we got
a crossover cable.
Oh, okay. If we need it, let's see. After I boot up here, I'll see if it comes up again.
You can count the number of times. It's 10-foot crossover. Save my bacon.
Oh. I used to have one, but it was the company's. I had to give it back. So I need to get another
one. Like $2.50?
I know. They're not expensive.
I mean, and this is a commercial one, too. I didn't even have to make it.
Yeah, mine was, too, or the one we had was.
I will admit, I actually made a crossover cable last week for the big printer I got.
Cool.
Okay, I still got 103. And I can get out, so.
You can? Okay.
What's the library's connection here?
We probably got DSL.
What?
Although, hang on a second.
It's SLCL space hyphen space IT.
Oh, they got Charter. Yeah. They got Charter connection.
Oh, I'm online. Who am I connecting? I'm on with Linux. Okay, so let me tell you what my IP address is. And let me see, there's that little guy for the dude, so let me get him up and running. Was it remote desktop? Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, so that should be running according to this.
Okay, and what's your IP?
All of my icons on the panel have changed. I mean, their locations, so now I don't know where anything is anymore.
Donation time.
Yeah. 107. Yeah, I got the same IP address back.
Otherwise, I go hungry for the month.
Do you really?
$1.
I think the little voice recorder is going to have to be... Another user? Okay, I need to allow you. Okay. Are you online?
Yep.
And can we get out to the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, we can? Okay, good. Well, give them my money. Okay, guys. I want to wrap this up or get a couple more things going. Okay. Once you have Wine installed, right, you'll see this menu. Let me take you back a step. To install Wine under Ubuntu, go to Add Remove Programs under here. Type in, or make sure that you've got Universal and whatever else. Universe and let's see, Multiverse loaded. Wine Windows Emulator. So this is where you want to do. Go here and add this guy to your thing and apply it. You can see that I've already applied it. So
this is Wine, right?
What?
We just add Wine in the Ubuntu package.
Yeah, this is a Wine Ubuntu package as opposed to apt-get, which is merely a Debian package. And they are slightly different. I think I recommend, if you have Ubuntu, to go that direction because that integrates better with the Ubuntu desktop than normally. Now,
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I said rather than using either apt-get or compiling it from source or doing some other way of installing it, I recommend using add-remove programs under Ubuntu. It integrates better. It's an Ubuntu-maintained package, and it integrates better with the Ubuntu desktop.
And what's the title again?
What?
What was the name of it again?
Wine.
Okay. I went to Synaptic and installed Wine.
No, I didn't say Synaptic. I said go to Add Remove Programs under Applications and search for Wine in there. But you have to have Universe and, I believe, Multiverse loaded for those repositories to be in there.
That's the virtual.
Yes. Okay. once you have it installed, you'll get something that looks similar to this. It might not have programs yet, but it'll have a menu entry for browse, drive, configure Wine, and uninstall Wine software. Now, this is where that integration with Ubuntu's desktop comes in. Before, when you used to have, when you installed Wine just sort of natively, you kind of ended up with the only option was to run a program called Wine File, which I've added in my menu editor, and I've called it Windows Explorer. This is like the crappiest Wine program ever, and it comes from the Wine people. But it illustrates a couple of things. You could go in here and you could click on the C thing and then go to Program Files or something like that and run some programs. Like this is where it installed Microsoft. This is where it installed Mozilla Firefox and stuff like that. So you could actually click on .exe programs in here and it would launch them. So that was how you used to have to do it. But check this out. When I close this window, it doesn't refresh the screen, and it never will refresh the screen from this point forward. There's no button to do it. And if you try to do stuff, right, like this, it'll go, oh, not implemented. And pretty much every one of these menu things say, not implemented. Not implemented. So this is the crappiest program ever. Crappiest Wine program ever. So instead, what the Ubuntu guys did was is they integrated it directly into Nautilus IE, Nautilus's application launcher infrastructure. So when you click Browse the C drive, you literally get just Nautilus running, and in here you can just pretty much, navigate around and sort of run things. So for as an example, we can load up this Windows Viewer here, Word View. This is basically the Microsoft Word Viewer program. Mm-hmm. Works just fine. But since I installed it from a download from the internet, it's also available within programs here. So you can just go to, go right down here to this guy, and it launches it. And it says, which one do you want to open? I'll go to recent documents. And if you want to know about how to test Ruby programs and stuff, there's a little Microsoft Word document that was in PHP's website. Why, I don't know. So here's a little Word thing. Now, this works beautifully. I've not had any problems with this. If we had time, I was going to show you loading the Excel viewer and then doing an Excel spreadsheet. There's also a PowerPoint viewer, and you could do a PowerPoint presentation this way. And they all work pretty well under Wine. So browsing, or if they have an installer, the installer will do this. Let's try one real quick, just a real short one. And this is a part that I want to illustrate to you guys. In addition to the things that work well with Wine, there's lots of stuff, pretty much everything else except for a limited subset of things works from fair to poor to not at all with Wine. So one thing I wanted to do was I wanted to run a program called XML Notepad, and it's a really great program from Microsoft. They've drop support. Let me rephrase that. They've upgraded it to Windows or to Microsoft Notepad 2007, which is a .NET application, and .NET's like 80 megabytes or something like that. So I wasn't about to download that. So I wanted to just download the original XML Notepad and see how that worked. But this doesn't work quite so well. But I wanted to use this as an example to show you how you might go about solving the problem of why this doesn't work so well. So when you click on an .exe file, it will come up and say, what do you want to open this with? And one of the options is Wine or some other program. This does this for .exe programs, and it also does it for MSI programs, which is Microsoft Installer Files. So if you go to Microsoft's website and you see like downloading an MSI file, this works just as well for both of those. So this is going to launch this and it says, hey, do you want to install it? We'll go, yeah. And then we'll agree to the stupid thing. And then, oh, it loaded. Well, it doesn't really sort of tell you that it loaded, but it really did load. And if we come over here and look under programs, well, we don't see it over here. But if we go to our Browse C drive, and we go under Program Files, there it is. I guess it was under here. Maybe I just didn't see it. I guess it isn't. It doesn't install it in the menu, but it does install it under here. And then when you load it up, it becomes this little program here.
Does it not look sometimes when you shut it down, start it back up, then it sees those things? I found that to be the case in some instances.
Well, I wouldn't want to have to reboot or get out of X
to
load.
Nautilus down and start Nautilus back up.
But it saw it in Nautilus. It didn't see it in
the
application main menu. That's why I didn't understand why Nautilus would do that. Does it have an effect on the main menu?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought it did. You know, maybe I had it wrong.
We can try that real quick. I think I've shut down
all
my
Nautilus. What was the website that you went to for the XML
Notepad?
Yeah,
if you do a Google search, you'll find a bunch of them. This one's devhood.com.
Okay.
You see that?
Yeah.
Devhood.com. And I'll post the links. They're all on my if you're too impatient to wait for me, you can go to My Delicious, which is delicious.ed.howland/wine. All of the bookmarks for today's presentation are there. Anyway, but let's see if it if Stan's thing is right. Nope, sorry, Stan. it didn't do it this time, but maybe if I got out of...
Maybe I was confused as to what I did that made it work.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I need to log out, log back in again or something like that.
That might have been it.
But anyway, I guess I have to like launch it again.
Delicious.com?
Right. It's not delicious.com, it's just delicious. delicio.us. Okay, so this little program works really well with creating XML things. I can type some stuff in here and I can, add a new node, right? New element underneath this element. I can type some more stuff in over here. And all is well until I either want to save it or current XML is not, I don't know what's going on with that, but anyway, so let's say I save it, and then I get this COM interface error, and the same thing occurs if I try to open up a standard XML file. Now, one thing that's weird about some of these are that, and I needed to point this out to you guys. Hopefully I get 10 minutes. well, I'll get to that in a minute, but there are sort of two locations where things think they're at. They think they're at the C drive, and that's the root, or they think they're in your home directory. So some applications, for whatever reason, start out in your home directory. And some are a little weird, like in the home directory, I can't view, hidden files. So if I wanted to go to there, I kind of have to go .wine, which is in my home directory. And when I hit that, then it like loads that. And then I can go to this drive underscore C. Then I can go to, I go to program files, and then go to XML Notepad. And there's some pre-XML files that are already in there. And if I try to load one of those, I get the same COM interface error. Now, one of the things that that you can do to try to resolve this, and it doesn't work yet for this, but I can sort of show you how it might work. I'm going to get out of this program, and I'm going to go to Wine, and I'm going to go to Configure Wine. Now, this little program allows you to configure a whole bunch of settings in Wine. And one of the ones that it allows you to do is libraries. So I happen to know from research that XML Notepad relies upon MSXML, which is a DLL that originally shipped with some version of IE. I think IE4 was probably the first version that it shipped with. But every time a new version of IE came out, there was an update to MSXML. So the one that XML Notepad wants is MSXML version 3, but there are many versions of MSXML version 3. Now, Wine by default supplies that DLL. And so if I hit edit here, I can say use the built-in library, use the native library, try the built-in. If that doesn't work, or rather if that doesn't exist, then use the native. Try the native first. If that doesn't exist, try the built-in, or disable completely. So I'll switch it over to native and see whether we get any better resolution for that. So then I'll come down here, I'll hit apply, and we'll come over, we'll click on this little button. Oh, can't run XML Notepad, unable to initialize XML parser. So the built-in or the native one doesn't exist. Now, I've played around with this a little bit, and I've tried the ones from IEs for Linux. I tried IEs for Linux 5.0. I still get that COM interface error, right? So I'm pretty much out of the water. However, at this point, if you were a developer, or you could go to Wine's application database and actually add that as a project, and maybe other developers or other people can start tweaking things, and maybe somebody will have a set of tweaks that will work eventually to make that program work. And that's what you would do for any application that you tried, and it either didn't work at all or worked partially.
By the way, COM is a BBB.
What's that?
COM is a BBB.
Yes, basically it's a, not an XML, it's a DLL, right? It's trying to make a COM interface. And I looked up that particular error. That particular error said that the parameters to the method that it was trying to call was incompatible with that DLL. So I obviously don't have the right DLL file for XML Notepad. And XML Notepad, as a project, doesn't come with that DLL. Instead, it says, oh, you're just going to install this under Windows, and you'll already have Internet Explorer, and yada, yada, yada. But that's not really the case. Okay, so what else did I want to go over? Okay, I do want to point out a couple of other things. Wine's a little ugly. So if you want to improve the look of Wine, you can install a theme. And this is pretty recent to Wine. it works with standard XML, standard Windows XP themes. So if you find one you like, or if you're dual booting Linux and Windows, you can just navigate to the theme directory, which I don't know where that's at because I don't have Windows on my computer. But let me try to find out where I wrote down the name of this theme. Put it in here someplace. This chapter was called Hangover Cures, by the way. I know. So we're going to install the Windows XP theme and see what it's called, ClearView or something. It's a free theme that you can download for them.
Ten minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
5 minutes.
Well, by that clock, by the...
You know, we could have go over to Nick Melendez and finish this reactor where we have a really nice projector. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea if you want to do that. Do we have internet access?
Yes.
Oh, we do? Is it Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Oh. You guys want to do that? You think that's a good idea?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, all right. I'm not opposed to that.
And we can get wine in containers.
And we can get wine in containers. You're absolutely right. Along with pizza and beer. Okay, to be continued at Nick and Elena's.
Who's not going to Nick and Elena's?
Oh, come on, guys.
I apologize for that. We just ran out of time. Again, my bookmarks are on... I don't think you guys are actually going to clap until we got to Nick and Elena's. but my bookmarks are on delicious.ed.howland/wine. So that's everything you need.
Actually, I went in there and it shows up under your... without the wine.
That's because they're the most recent ones.
Okay.
Right, it always does in chronological order as well.
So. Have you ever tried to get a USB device working on my wine?
No, and I was going to go into the whole device thing. I mean, there's a whole lot that we could talk about as far as what works and what doesn't work on wine. What's that?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It uses electricity. Just DC voltage. Yeah.
It looks better than the black Radio Shack.
It probably doesn't.
It looks like a lot less.